this evening at the convention, the name of Donald Trump officially will be put into a nomination to be this party's nominee for the presidency. 558 News Radio, WTAM 1100.
Summer is here and Fairgrounds in Berea. Tap the ad for more info and to purchase tickets. Live entertainment, whiskey, and craft beer tastings. Free parking. Children 10 and under are free. ClevelandIrish.org.
Hey, I'm Mike Tirasano for Window Nation, and Window Nation has opened up the door to the best sale of the summer, and that door is free. Right now, get 25% off your entire window order. That's 25% off your purchase of windows and installation of the windows. Plus, 0% financing for 18 months. Over 55,000 homeowners already have had Window Nation to their home, and Window Nation has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They do it right the first time. And if you schedule and obtain a home estimate, you'll get two free tickets to Cedar Point. That's right. Tickets to Cedar Point. Call them 866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION. Or go to windownation.com. 866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION. Choose Window Nation for your home. Why? Because it's where you live. And tell them Triv sent you. Window Nation.
Hi, it's Bill Wills with Rich Klaben of Klaben Lincoln. Rich, I did my research. Lincoln comes out on top. I love the MKZ I'm driving.
Bill, as consumers compare luxury vehicles, more and more are choosing Lincoln.
Rich, Lincoln has truly redefined the luxury standard.
Yes. Stunning design, smarter technology, extraordinary performance, exceptional driving experience. Compare. Lincoln gives you more for less. Learn more at KlabenLincoln.com. Check out our online reviews.
Klaben, your exclusive Lincoln dealer in Portage and Summit counties. Route 59 in Kent.
The sky is the limit for Francisco Lindor.
Diving stop. He got him again. Another sensational play by Francisco Lindor.
Bring the whole family to the ballpark with KeyBank Kids tickets for just $15. Get yours on Indians.com.
edu/14 months.
Everyone,
people running around
glued to their phone,
is chasing,
trying to find
the news.
Catch every single
download the iHeartRadio app.
It's an incredible thing.
Exciting.
Because you gotta
everywhere
catch it
all around you.
All
catch them all
on WTAM 1100. News at the top and bottom of the hour, and when you need to know on Twitter at WTAM 1100. Proud home of the Indians, Cavaliers, and best Browns team coverage. This is News Radio WTAM 1100, Cleveland.
6 o'clock in the morning, and it's day number two for the RNC in our town. Pretty quiet afternoon yesterday. That's good news for all of us. Matter of fact, the raucous, I think, was on the floor of the convention yesterday with non-Trump supporting delegates still upset about a couple of votes. Kathy Davis from Cleveland's Morning News in a minute. This Bill Wills. Good morning. Thank you for being there, making us part of your day. We appreciate it. You get traffic and weather on the 10s, mornings and afternoons. Here is Pat Butler.
From the Elk and Elk Traffic Center, if a medical mistake caused you injury, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Highways are still pretty clear for you. A crash was just reported on Fulton, just north of I-71. In Painesville, emergency work closing down Vrooman Road over top of the Grand River. And heading downtown from the west side, 90 east, the ramp to the Interbelt North is closed for the rest of the week. Take 490 to 77. Your next traffic update in 10 minutes at 610. Pat Butler, News Radio, WTAM 1100, Total Traffic.
Your Cleveland weather, Channel 3 forecast. Here's Holly G and Greco.
Mostly sunny Tuesdays, guys. Welcome to all of you in town for the RNC. What a spectacular day. We're in the low 80s. Clear skies, 60s tonight. Bill, we'll see more sunshine for your Wednesday. Highs will be in the low to mid 80s and upper 80s to near 90 by Thursday.
I've got 67 this morning at your severe weather station. Sports check, Mike Snyder.
Good morning, Bill. Royals score 7 in the 8th to beat the Tribe 7-3. We'll tell you how they did it at 6:15.
And Cleveland's morning news now for you at 6:02. Here's Kathy Davis.
Some people are pointing out some similarities between Melania Trump's speech at the Republican National Convention to the speech First Lady Michelle Obama delivered at the Democratic National Convention 8 years ago.
Cleveland's convention coverage.
A former communications advisor for Donald Trump says the person who wrote Melania Trump's speech at the RNC should step down.
When you put the spouse of the candidate in harm's way like this, there are consequences.
Melania's speech initially received a positive reaction, but then questions quickly arose about similarities between it and a speech by Michelle Obama at the Democratic National Convention. John Tegan, member of the Benghazi Annex security team, spoke on the opening night about being told to stand down on the night of the attack on the consulate.
Next thing we know, we hear the State Department over the radio saying, hey, if you guys don't get here, we're all going to die. Stand down order be damned. Embassies, the consulate's under siege. We took off. We left. We weren't waiting no more.
The Republicans have made the attack in Benghazi a lead contention in their argument against Hillary Clinton becoming president. For one delegate from Ohio, our Josh Boost report, she says she sees some similar things from past conventions.
Talk about experience.
Well, this is my seventh convention.
Sandra Barber would have started going to conventions in 1988 when George Bush ran.
For an endless, enduring dream and a thousand points of light.
But this year, she's a pledged John Kasich delegate. She knows, though, how it will likely turn out, and she's ready for it.
On the first ballot, we vote for our intended nominee, which for me is John Kasich, and then I understand we'll be released, and then I will support Donald Trump.
A Buckeye ready to bargain. Josh Boost, News Radio WTAM 1100.
Cleveland police are hoping for another few peaceful day downtown. During day two of the RNC, police say hundreds of people rallied against Donald Trump's likely nomination yesterday at Mall A with dozens of officers present. Meantime, an anti-poverty coalition marched into downtown from the Near East Side, claiming they're being ignored by Republican policies. Only one person was arrested on an outstanding warrant. Tonight's theme at the RNC will be another version of Donald Trump's campaign slogan of Make America Great Again. Tom Moore reports live from the newsroom on what we can expect today.
Last night's theme was Make America Strong Again. Tonight it'll be Make America Work Again. Jobs, business, the economy, all being worked into many of the speeches by people such as a former commissioner of the Securities and Exchange Commission and the general manager of the Trump Winery. Tonight's celebrities, politicians, including Dr. Ben Carson and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, two of the many who had hoped that they would be the person being honored at this week's convention as the nominee. The convention gets underway tonight at 5:30. Live in the newsroom, Tom Moore, WTAM 1100.
Some well-known faces at the RNC, as Brooke Taylor reports, though, some are unable to take the stage.
Many famous faces grace the stage on the first night of the RNC, from actor Scott Baio to Sheriff David Clark, but a famous friend of Trump's has been banned from taking the stage. Legendary boxing promoter Don King, a convicted felon, was told by RNC Chairman Reince Priebus he could not join the lineup. WTAM asked King about that decision.
Reince Priebus did himself a dishonor because he's dishonoring all of them that work like beavers in the Republican Party to bring people in.
King said the two Dons, Trump and King, would bring the country together.
With me, yes. The double D is hard to beat. With me, we're double D, baby. The double D is hard to beat, baby.
In the newsroom, Brooke Taylor, WTAM 1100.
Bill Wills checks your money in 2 minutes with the Bloomberg Business Report. Our RNC coverage continues with John Lanigan and Mike Trevisano talking everything convention from 10 to noon today. Your next news update in 25 minutes at 6:30 from the Claiborne Ford Lincoln Studios featuring the 2017 Lincoln MKC. I'm Kathy Davis on Cleveland's News Radio WTAM 1100, your station for Cleveland's convention coverage.
Bunga, dude! Surf's up for the beach party at Nissan and North Thompson and the all-new i90 Nissan. Woo! Are you kidding me? Moondoggy, Mike, Driftwood, Tomato here, playing beach blanket bingo with bargains at both of our sandcastles of savings. Lifeguard Larry Boo Man Chupa is on duty at Nissan and North Thompson in his itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, yellow polka dot Speedo. Are you kidding me? And at i90 Nissan, your cabana boy is Steel Bronzed and Beautiful Belza. They have fantastic deals on an ocean of inventory. You can save thousands of clams on your new Nissans and 0% APRs. Sure. And we've got wave after wave of pre-owned vehicles you can dive into, too. So don't get burned. Come check us out at Nissan and North Olmsted on the North Olmsted Auto Mile and the new i90 Nissan. I-90 and Route 254. Exit 148 in beautiful Sheffield Village. Because the deals are so good. Grab a board and surf the savings online at BigNissan.com.
KND is Northeast Ohio's largest privately owned property management and development firm. With nearly 10,000 units in their portfolio, KND is helping lead downtown Cleveland's development boom. Addresses include Reserve Square on East 12th, Stonebridge Waterfront Apartments on the West Bank, and the 15-story Leader Building on Superior Avenue, a 1913 vintage structure currently undergoing a historic restoration and adaptive conversion to a residential community known as the Residences at Leader. Find out more at knd.com.
Let me look up financial planners. NCA Financial Planners. How about Best Financial Planners? NCA Financial Planners of Cleveland, rated number one in Northern Ohio by Barron's. Kevin Meyeroff, I hear him on with Bill Wills in the morning. I guess if they're the best and I've already listened to Kevin, then that's who I should call.
NCA provides investment advice and is a full-service financial planning firm. NCA Financial works with you to put your children through college, retire when you want, and everything in between. NCAfinancial.com.
Securities and advice offered through Royal Alliance member FINRA, SIPC.
You're straddling a longboard, waiting for that fifth wave. And then it swells right behind you. It's the perfect summer opportunity. The only opportunity sweeter than that is the Mercedes-Benz Summer Event, where you can grab the Mercedes-Benz of your dreams for less than you ever thought possible. Like the surprisingly priced CLA, the cutting-edge C-Class, or the smartly equipped GLE with an array of safety technologies standard. Take advantage of the Summer Event before this perfect opportunity washes away.
News you can use. News about your money.
Stock futures pointing to a lower open today, Bill. Dow futures are down 24 and S&P futures are off 6 points. Oil prices kind of flat, $45.17 a barrel. Stocks in London are down about 0.4%. If you're a bond watcher, the 10-year Treasury yield 1.54%. Shares of PolyOne kick off at 38.10 today. They were down 11 cents yesterday. TransDigm was higher, up 49 cents at 271.94. Park Ohio picked up a nickel. It opens today at $30.89. And Eaton was lower by 34 cents. Right now, the Dow futures pointing down. They're off about 27 points. If you want the latest business news, check out WTAM.com. Use the keyword money. I'm Ed Corey with a Bloomberg Business Report.
All right, moving up on 610 and News Radio, WTAM 1100. Bill Wills, Scott Scuderese, producer extraordinaire, alongside. You want to do a trivia question this morning?
Sure, yeah, we could do one. I got one. We'll just generic. What's our prize? What we're going to give away is a pair of tickets to see Real Madrid play Paris Saint-Germain on Wednesday, July 27th at Ohio Stadium in Columbus, part of the 2016 International Champions Cup, and also a pair of tickets to see Josh Groban in concert Wednesday, August 10th, Blossom Music Center. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com.
All right, we'll do that in a minute. First, your traffic and weather on the 10s, mornings and afternoons, from News Radio WTAM 1100. 610 the time. Here's Pat Butler.
From the Elk and Elk Traffic Center, if a medical mistake caused you injury, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. One accident spot reported on Fulton Road just north of I-71. 71 North is still very smooth into downtown, about 20 minutes from 82 in Strongsville up to the Metro Health Curve. Heading to the Interbelt from the west side, the 90 East ramp to the Interbelt North closed down for the rest of the week. Take 490 over to 77 as your alternate. This report is brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. We'll look at your drive on 77 North in 10 minutes at 620. Pat Butler, News Radio, WTAM 1100, Total Traffic.
While many rose up with violence, he sat down for peace. Mahatma Gandhi reached out with the strength he cultivated within his soul. So, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Your Cleveland weather, Channel 3 forecast from meteorologist Holly G. and Greco. Sunshine, beautiful day, 82. Clear tonight, 65. Wednesday, sunny, 84. Another nice one. I've got 67 this morning at your severe weather station. All right, let's do some trivia. Scott Scuderese, producer extraordinaire alongside. Everybody's got a handler down here. You notice that?
Yes, they do.
The more we're on Radio Row, we're in the East Garage, right across from Quicken Loans Arena. We did some video yesterday. Check the Wilson Center Facebook page where you can see some video from inside. It's amazing to think this is a garage.
I can't believe the way they did it. I mean, the drywall, the indoor, outdoor carpet on the concrete. We're sitting right now where you have parked in the past, but you couldn't tell.
It's amazing. So we did some video. It's up at the Wilson Steiner Facebook page. You can check it out there. And Scuderese, producer extraordinaire. I've noticed as they walk around people to be interviewed.
Yes.
When you look up, if you see a guy by himself, it's, with all due respect. But when you get to the Congress, Renacci had like five people with him yesterday. You
yes,
get to the
he
senators,
did.
They got like seven or eight.
Yes.
So you're like my guy.
I'm your handler.
I'm
your handler.
As I walk through, Scooter goes first.
Yes.
And so then people kind of look up because they think I'm kind of important, maybe.
And I'm pointing.
Because I've got somebody.
I'm pointing direction for you, and I'm talking to you, so it goes that way. And then.
And you yesterday, of course, with your famous campaign hat.
Yes.
Stopped by the BBC. I'm still looking for a picture in the London Times.
Yes.
If possibly.
Sun News.
Sun News, if you've made it overseas. One of the Murdoch publications, maybe.
Yes, I had a few radio stations, a few stations across the country that took pictures, so they wanted to know where we got the hats. And
wow.
So, well, speaking of the hats.
And Mike, on our walk in this morning, and Brad Melke from ABC is going to join us at 6:20, talk to more about this. Scooter, I told Scooter, it was before 4 o'clock. And there were a few people on 4th Street still.
Yes.
And I said, now look over there. Anybody under 40 was at the convention last night, and they're just closing the bar.
Correct.
Right. The over 40 crowd is the ones like us. They're getting up early. They've got to be here at work this morning.
Oh, yeah.
And that's pretty much the way it looked demographically.
Yes, it did. You could tell everybody was cleaning out after 4 o'clock. Everybody was just rolling out of there.
You should have taken that microphone over there, Scoot.
We should have. Yeah, we get some good interviews. And just
you may catch somebody there.
Because they say when you drink, you speak honestly. So,
is that what you're telling that poor guy that you've...
Yes.
I'm looking at this picture of you.
I posted a picture of Scooter. I looked up a while ago, and he was explaining something.
Yes.
I just was so proud of the way he was explaining. What were you explaining?
We were explaining how tomorrow we have to come in a different direction to make it easier on us. Because
why would he care?
Because he parks where we do.
Oh, he does?
He parks in the same spot.
All right.
And it's just that we're going from a clean area to a dirty area.
Now, watch how you say that.
Okay.
Tim Dimoff's supposed to join us at 6:20, our Sachs Consulting Security. We had, Scooter and I had a bit of a situation, shall we say, this morning.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
We will learn, Mike, tomorrow to do it the right way.
So that's what you were explaining
to him. Okay. All right.
So you see that picture
we
tweeted?
I've seen those hands go before with
Wilson
Scooter,
Snyder Facebook. It's up there as well. Yeah. If you have a caption.
Yeah, I think that's what I'd like to see, some captions of that.
Yeah. Well, at 216-578-1111 are the numbers. Caller 11, you will get those tickets for Real Madrid and also Josh Groban. Now, here it is. We did plenty of videos where Bill and I are wearing our RNC hats. So on the hat is the mascot of the RNC. What is the mascot of the RNC? Caller 11, if you get it correctly, you got the tickets for Real Madrid and Josh Groban at 216-578-1111. Back to you, Bill.
Mike Snyder Sports coming up.
Hey, it's Mark Nolan for Leaf Guard with a 100% no-clog guarantee. If they do clog, Leaf Guard comes out free of charge. Other companies, they'll come out, but they'll charge you a service fee for the visit. All warranties 100% transferable for the life of your home. Call now. Every person who sees the Leaf Guard in-home presentation gets a $25 gas card. If you purchase Leaf Guard, you get a $250 Visa gift card. Call 1-800-GUTTERS for Leaf Guard or take a look online at BeldonCleveland.com. 1-800-GUTTERS.
There's no denying it's summertime. When the temperature gets hot, make sure your car stays cool with a quick trip to Loop Stop. Their expert oil change helps prolong the life of your engine by reducing wear caused by heat and contaminants. Pick up a Loop Stop Eco Value Pack and save over $30 on your next three oil changes. Loop Stop has 37 locally operated locations, so there's sure to be one near you. For special deals, coupons, and more, visit loopstop.com today.
6:15, good morning. Good Mike Snyder Sports Mornings at 15 and 45 past on News Radio, WTAM 1100. Your morning Indians update is Mike.
Bill, through seven innings, it was all good for the Tribe. They held a 2-0 lead over the Royals. Frankie Lindor had hit a home run. Corey Kluber was dealing. But then, Corey in the heat, he got a cramp in his right calf muscle. He could not go on after the seventh. The bullpen came on. Brian Shaw made a mess, allowing two runs before exiting with two on and one out. On came Jeff Manship. He promptly allowed an RBI single. That gave the Royals a 3-2 lead, and then there was this.
Jeff Manship, he comes set, checks third, and fires. Swung at it, belted! Deep right, forget about it! The Royals aren't dead yet.
Mm.
And when they play in this park, it's almost mystical. Gerard Dyson, not only is it his first grand slam of the year, it's his first home run of the year. And a complete implosion by Brian Shaw and Jeff Manship, and this game's over.
Yeah, the Royals.
You wondered what the Indians' greatest need is before the trading deadline? Eighth inning, Exhibit A.
Yeah, well, Tom puts it out there, that trade deadline drawing near, and boy, it looks like they need a fresh arm in the back of that bullpen. Shaw's been great of late. I know they did a story on him yesterday. He got 13 games without allowing a run. You know what happened. And then Manship, well, he was available afterwards after the 7-3 loss. By the way, that was the final. Tribe scored one more in the ninth. Here's Manship.
Definitely let the whole team down, let Corey down, let Brian down, give up his runs. I mean, that's stinks for sure. Definitely feel sick to my stomach about how that went.
Yeah, when you give it up like that, it makes you ill. Tribe now will try to bounce back tonight with Danny Salazar on the mound. It's an 8:15 start, and we will have it for you right here. Indians lead down to 5.5 now over the Tigers, 7 over the Royals. Earlier yesterday, as expected, Roberto Perez got the call-up. He played last night. Yan Gomes on the DL now 4 to 8 weeks. He'll be out with that shoulder separation, so it'll be Perez and Jimenez rotating behind the plate. Again, Indians and Royals tonight at 8:15. We'll have it for you right here. Cavs summer of celebrations still has some unfinished business. It's been about a month now since the Cavs won the championship. LeBron has told the team, yeah, I'm going to re-sign. The question is, though, when, and will it be for more than 1 year? He actually could have an option to do that. Still need to get a deal done with JR, and Coach Lou actually still needs a new contract. Coming up, Browns running back Isaiah Crowell, who posted that hateful Instagram about police last week while he attended the funeral of a Dallas police officer over the weekend. We'll have more on that story at 6:45. Mike Snyder, News Radio WTAM 1100, home of the Cavs and the Tribe.
All right, two quick things, Mike Snyder. First, trivia, Scotty Reese.
Matt Kearns of Northfield was the winner. He got himself a pair of tickets to Real Madrid and also Josh Groban in concert because he knew the mascot of the RNC, the elephant.
And the picture we posted, Wilson Center Facebook page, of Scooter explaining something. The caption so far from Matt: and so that's how I came up with Mrs. Trump's speech. I like that. So if you can beat that, Wilson Snyder Facebook, like us there, see the picture of Scooter explaining something.
There you go.
And see if you can come up with a caption.
Yeah. That poor guy looks like he's like going, yeah, hey, will this guy ever stop?
He was bored. All right, traffic and weather in a minute. More on the Tribe now.
Total Tribe coverage continues right now.
Hi, this is Jim Rosenhaus with your Indians update. It's brought to you by Meritech. Josh Tomlin won his 10th game of the season on Sunday, continuing an outstanding year, and he says he's still feeling great, something he attributes to lessons learned during his rehabilitation from significant injuries earlier in his career.
Absolutely. I think that understanding the process of the shoulder strengthening exercises that you do whenever you are rehabbing, and understanding that there's a portion of that rehab that you can take along with you as you're healthy and when you're healthy to maintain that strength and maybe make some gains in flexibility, mobility, and strengthening exercises along the way.
Try back in action tonight in Kansas City. They play the Royals in a game that begins at 8:15. Airtime for Indians warm-up, 7:37. With your Indians update, this is Jim Rosenhaus.
Indians update this morning brought to you by NCA Financial Planners on News Radio WTAM 1100. Mike Snyder Sports brought to you by LeafGuard of Northeast Ohio. ABC's Brad Melke alongside. We'll talk to him in a minute about yesterday's events and what will play out today here at the RNC. Traffic and weather on the 10s first, mornings and afternoons. Traffic, here's Pat Butler.
From the Elk and Elk Traffic Center, if a medical mistake caused you injury, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. So far, 77 North moves fine into downtown, about 15 minutes from 82 in Brecksville up to East 9th Street.